It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The president, as you know, has a pretty darn good sense of humor. And he felt that maybe the only way to really understand somebody was to see what makes them laugh. So, we'd like for you to head up a project. Take a month, go to India and Pakistan, write a 500-page report, and tell us what makes the Muslims laugh. You'd be doing a hell of a service for your country.
Well, I have a lot of questions. First of all, why me? There's a lot of comedians in America. How did I get picked?
Quite frankly, our first few choices were working.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. You're here. As far as I can tell, you're a pretty respected comedian. What do you say?
Okay, well, so you want me to go to India and Pakistan. Now, I know Pakistan is all Muslim, but I thought India was Hindus.
There's over 150 million Muslims in India alone.
Not enough for you? And you'd be doing your country a great service. You should consider this an honor.
I understand. It just seems like a big responsibility. Does someone get paid for this kind of thing?
Mr. Brooks, these commissions aren't really set up to make money. But I'll tell you this. I would think that the Medal of Freedom would do wonders for your acting price.
The Medal of Freedom? Oh, my. Oh, my. That's the... And that has the colored ribbon?
It's the one.
That's the nice one.
Medal of Freedom.
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Greetings, citizenry.
Hi.
Hi, Mike.
It is Thursday, June 19, 2008. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm here with my colleagues, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Why, hello.
Also over here, we got Mr. Rob Spiewak.
The Medal of Freedom.
The Medal of Freedom. Here is the phone number. Call it, won't you? 877-365-3636. You can AOL instant message us at Mike O WJFK or send an email to O'Mara at WJFKFM.com. And online, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. You can see the Buzz Babe candidates. You can download our podcast. You can give us instant feedback. See all the photos of the day and get the daily buzz also. Well, fellas, here we are.
Yes.
Another day, and nothing has been solved on the issue of the missing porn.
I don't have it back. I know that.
We've had theft here. And
serious crime.
We have a meeting every day in the office, and I agreed with Buzz 100% when we kind of blew by this a little too quickly.
Yes.
We may have a thief in our midst, and this is not good.
Oh, I think we do.
Let me brief everyone as to where we are with this situation. The other day, Buzz decided that he would reach out to the people at Wicked Pictures and get a relationship because we're going to be doing regular porn reviews on the show.
We want to review films for you.
As soon as Buzz gets his collection of the very latest, he'll
sure.
be talking
mm-hmm.
about that. I don't think of it as the same kind of thing as the newest DVD releases or what's in the theaters,
but
you'll be
that.
Able to talk about it. It's about going to your local porn store.
It's about quality and about couples.
Couples and quality.
Uh-huh. Sure, let's go with that.
Well, the good news about it is that Buzz gets this huge package.
Very nice.
Hey. And I mean a huge package.
Nice.
My package was never bigger.
From, was it Wicked
yes.
Pictures?
Wicked Pictures.
And he's going through this, and the good news was not only did Buzz get the little collection of porn, but Rob got some. I got some. And it was all equal,
and
right?
And this is great because we all got the same films, which
right.
meant we could all watch them and compare notes on the air. When we do the review, we could say,
well
I liked it,
on.
I didn't.
Hold yes. on there, right. Tiger. You're going to do that review. Well,
I'll do the review,
I'll
but I thought
sneak
you guys
away and look at the porn.
But you might like to chime in.
I watch it for the articles.
Is that going to be a requirement, incidentally, that we have to like watch the porn when you watch it?
No, it's a requirement for me, but okay. I'm different that way.
So each of us got how many films?
We each got 5 brand spanking new DVDs.
Brand spanking new DVDs.
If you'll pardon the expression. Uh-huh.
As far as the packaging is concerned, high production values.
Nice.
That's the way
packages.
I would look at them.
Yeah.
And I'm bringing them home like one at a time. I've got Desert Stormy. That's sitting on top of the DVD. Oh, I got to get rid of that by tomorrow. I got to hide that. But
the kids are coming this weekend.
Yeah, I've got to get them fit. I'll probably bring it back.
You've got a place, I'm sure.
Stash. Just enough to get you by. So I bring that home, and then I'm going to open up the other one, which was, I forgot what it was called.
The Craving.
The Craving.
Also very sharp, I understand.
The Craving.
I don't have either of those.
I have a Craving.
No, Rob doesn't have either of those.
I have a Craving, Mrs. Well, we're going to get to Rob in a second.
And those were the two that had the nicer packaging.
Right.
The upper drawers.
Craving. I think is HD.
Upper drawer. That's where I hide it.
No. Hey.
And I open mine up, and it's got this, it's got the kind of DVD packaging where you have to slide out the one container.
Then you
open up like a book cover to find the other container. Then you fold out the other 3 flaps.
Right.
Hey.
So to speak.
3 of them?
And inside is this cherished DVD.
Yes.
And as I look at the spot where it's supposed to be, gone.
Empty.
Nowhere.
Your main disc is missing from one of your boxes of film.
Yes, very, very depressing. Mm-hmm. Very concerning. You know, I'm very disconcerted by this. I'm very frustrated. And Buzz said, you know, we just dropped it. And he's absolutely right. And I think right now it is time for an inquisition. Because the fact is, Rob, how many did Rob have stolen?
He had 3 of his 5 stolen.
Yeah, and that's packaging and everything.
And the 3 best ones.
That's right.
And here's what happened. It happened, just so you know the case. It happened Friday during our production meeting at about 2:15 p.m. on Friday. During the 10 minutes I was out of the room, I stopped unpacking the DVDs, went upstairs for the meeting, came back down 10 minutes later. Rob's 3 packages were gone, and one of the discs was gone from one of your DVDs.
Right.
And is it your opinion, as I begin to get more and more formal, Mr. Burbank, that we should have an inquisition?
Yes, and we're looking for, I believe, not one, but 2 suspects.
Oh, you think this is a double robbery here?
Yeah, because in this case, not only did a guy take 3 package DVDs, those being Rob's, but they took a disc from one of yours that would have duplicated one of the ones they took from Rob.
All right, who's going to... I will be, obviously, the presiding Supreme Court
Please.
Judge in this situation.
We were hoping you would.
I need a gavel of some kind. Rob or
we
Buzz...
You have a crab mallet.
Which one of you guys wants to be the prosecutor in this situation? Not that we're going to have any indictments. Oh, I have a gavel. It's a crab mallet.
Isn't that perfect?
Order!
We'll get you something wooden to bang on.
All right, Rob, will you give us a oyez, oyez,
oyez? Oyez, oyez, oyez! Court of the Michael Merritt Show is now in session.
I like that.
Something like that?
Nice wig, too.
Thank you.
Buzz, here is the employee sheet that Bethann has marked with red Sharpie.
Oh, these are the suspects.
As to easily identify the porn theft suspects.
We'll call them witnesses or persons of interest.
Persons of interest. Mm-hmm. There we are. Very good.
Yes.
All right, who would you like to call first?
Well, I think we should start at the very top of the alphabet, at least for starters, Bo.
Bo.
Yeah, was here.
What's his name again?
Bo LeBlanc.
I'd like to call, can we summon Bo LeBlanc, please?
It's French, don't you know?
Right.
The Michael Merritt Court summons Bo LeBlanc.
Come to order. Mm-hmm. Now, when Bo gets in here, the 3 of us will be able to... Oh, no, this is better. I've got, look, I've got my...
Fan brought a hammer and a screwdriver.
How long were you looking for that?
In case we want to rebuild justice.
I don't want to, you know, thank you for that claw hammer, but I don't want to shatter the Corian right now. Sit down, Bo.
Bo, take the stand,
please.
Wasn't
that one of the movies?
Move Mr. Avell's sweatshirt out of the way.
That was one of the movies that was stolen, Shattering Corian.
Should he be sworn in or sworn at?
I don't think he needs to be sworn in this forum. He's got a jury of his peers and, of course, millions of people listening to him currently.
You swear to tell the whole truth, not by the truth?
Yes.
Good. Pull the microphone down closer, Bo. Bo.
Nice.
Without squeaking.
The first question I would have for you, Bo, do you have a healthy interest in pornography?
Yeah. I mean, I'm 23. Don't have a girlfriend. I have probably the healthiest interest in porn right now.
You're saying yes.
May I make a remark?
You're a connoisseur. Yeah, yes, Mr. Spear. Who's representing who here?
Can we co-prosecute?
The we have to have co-prosecutors,
so.
And of course,
so.
I'm a judge that favors the prosecution. There will be no defense attorneys because we haven't made any indictments.
That's right.
Exactly. I'd like the record to reflect that the defendant has no girlfriend, therefore has an increased need for porn.
But what's the deal? Where were you the day the porn was went missing?
I was here in the building.
Aha!
Mm-hmm. Many people weren't. As you know, Big O and Dukes ran their food sock, too.
They were out of here, yes.
Yes, they were. I believe that both Chad Dukes and Oscar Santana have been at least temporarily exonerated from suspicion. Does that make sense? Is that legalese? I'm not sure.
Close enough.
Yes.
So you're in the building. Now, when we're asking each individual, and we're getting denials, and of course that's what we expect, I would like to know, do you have any persons of interest that you would like to make aware, you know, of the grand jury?
Please.
Well, to be fair, the only other person I knew in the building at the time was John Normand.
Again, John Normand. John has been called in here, and he has vigorously denied. Here's the question. Everybody talks about food stock and that the timing question. Buzz Burbank, how long were you aware of your box from Wicked Pictures filled with pornography being left alone, being left untended? What was the time frame for that?
Maximum time.
From 2:15 p.m. on Friday to approximately 2:25 p.m. on Friday. We had a short meeting that day.
It's an incredibly short window.
It is.
Just for fun, can we say 15 minutes? Just for the argument.
And that's probably not unreasonable, fellow
prosecutor. A 15-minute window between 2 and 2:30 on Wednesday.
Right.
John Normand has entered the studio, and John, take a microphone, please. I would like to emphasize, this is an informal gathering. This is fact-finding. This is an investigation.
No one's being accused of anything.
We are not truly prosecuting at this time.
We are
simply trying to get to the bottom of this and find out who stole our porn.
Here.
Yes, John Normand.
Hi there.
Hello.
I am not above theft. I will admit that. But I was running the
Thank
board.
Thank you for that honesty.
During said time, I was saddled to the board in the other air studio.
Then I will ask you, John Normand. You were around and about. Did you see anyone? You have several interns.
Witness
we
anything
do.
Suspicious.
All the interns were out on site in Tyson's Corner. I was made aware of
God
the theft.
Damn it! What are we going to do
thereafter?
You heard right away. Then
yes. All right, Bo.
So you heard nothing. You're
excused
by Thank being you. On the board, John. Thank you were by definition in the proximity of the theft.
Bo, I would
proximity,
like to tell
yes.
you are still a person of interest. Thank you very much.
Okay,
and I would like to call.
I believe he always will be.
I would like to call the Big O and Dukes intern Landfill. For some reason, I'm suspicious.
Landfill to the studio, please. I think this is a wise call.
Has he left or has he stayed?
No, he's out there.
He was specifically asked to stay within the continental United
Your
States.
Your Honor, I think this was a wise call.
Landfill, have a seat right there.
Or stand. Yeah, take off that backpack. Right. You don't want to strain yourself.
Interesting, he has a very loaded backpack.
I wonder what's in it.
I don't know if I want to go through landfill.
No. We're going to need gloves.
I'm afraid that I might get some sort of flesh-eating disease. But, Bethann McBride is throwing herself into the task, and
Snack
she's going
cakes.
To look in there.
Don't forget to wash.
What do we have here?
A brown paper bag. Aha! I don't know.
It's a sandwich. God knows you need that, son.
Another brown paper bag.
I find
bag.
It mysterious that the bag is not empty yet.
Now, wait a minute. What is this anymore?
Highly suspicious, isn't it?
Oh, no.
Styling gel hair care for men.
Wow, it's delicious.
Well, that's good. I like the way you keep your hair.
Your hair looks good.
Landfill, here's the deal. I know you were out at the food stock celebration on Wednesday when the porn went missing. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
In fact, there are pictures of you that would corroborate that and serve as your alibi for when the porn went missing.
He was an important cog at the appearance, Mike. His job was to provide shade.
He was. I like it when – don't you like it when fat guys are making fat jokes? That's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's always – now, have first of all, on a side note, sidebar, if you
yes,
can approach
Honor.
The bench, has the have the people that are working with Rob now approached you for your participation in the weight loss study.
For weight loss.
They haven't. Not as of right now.
Would you like them to?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's really? Cool. Okay.
Yeah. How old are you, Landfill?
18.
18.
Such a boyish voice.
He does, yes. Do you have – you weren't on campus when this was happening. Do you have any suspects, anybody that you are aware of that might be involved? We need answers, and I'm starting to get pissed off.
The only
Answer me, son!
Oh, dear. It's gone this way.
The only people that I know were here – at the time was Bo.
Were
Bo and John Normand. Mm-hmm. I think Ryan from Traffic and Kevin also may have been here at one point. So they could be persons of interest as well.
So you're not offering any, you're just giving some suggestions, but you don't have any, no one has been bragging to you about I have the porn from the Mike O'Mara show.
Nobody's been bragging about taking your porn.
Do you have an attitude? Is that just, did I cop just the tiniest bit of attitude, son?
He was reprimanded for showing a little tude to the boys earlier today, too.
Are you feeling full of, you know, ant and vinegar today? Is that it?
You'll pardon the phrase,
I would like
saucy?
To, this is an informal investigation, but it is certainly a serious one.
You're not accused of anything yet.
All right, you get out of my sight. You're excused.
Thank you, Landfill.
Thank you very much, Landfill.
I do think,
appreciate
based on
that.
His testimony, Your Honor, we should call one BDK to the stand.
And, Your Honor, I have another question.
Yes, go ahead.
Is it by design or by oversight that we have not questioned any females yet?
I'd like Katie to come in here.
May I be excused? Always.
Yes, you may be excused. Thank you, John Norman.
The court appreciates your cooperation.
And I'd like to request that Bailiff McBride cease putting her chewing gum on my Post-its.
Here comes BDK.
Jesus.
Hey, that's contempt of court,
BDK,
Rob.
I smell ass after those visits. And
I'm
not sure whether
who?
It came from Norman or the fat kid. I'm not sure.
I will never
BDK,
know.
BDK, you were not in the building on said day between 2 and 2:30 on Wednesday of this week.
I believe I was because...
Well, I believe that refutes a lot of the testimony we've heard.
Yes.
That the only two people in the building were John Normand and Bo.
That's a boo. Boo.
If anyone could see your face right now, I don't know what
you.
They would think.
Blah, blah, blah. What do you know about our porn?
Yeah,
I'm starting
Kevin.
To get really.
Have you heard
really,
anything?
You see this? This is a gavel.
All right, here's the deal.
It's a gavel that can hit nuts.
Here's the deal. I came in back from food stock, and I saw that there was porn lying around. I remember Buzz saying that someone stole.
Here's the
porn.
Deal, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Here's
I was
the
a little
deal,
late.
Your Honor.
I was a little
here's
late
deal,
for that one.
Your Honor.
Terribly sorry, he is. Yes. All right.
And
so
stay
what?
Stay on her.
I walked in, and I did see boxes of porn lying around. And I remember Buzz saying. That the porn was missing, but I was in here before that, mm-hmm. putting the beer in the ice.
Right,
the
I
Heineken.
Remember that. Yes.
So I remember
for BYOB.
Yeah, exactly. The Buzz Babes.
Well, wait a minute. Was that Friday or
that
Wednesday?
Was Friday? That was
well, Friday is when the porn was
queer.
What?
Is that he was here when the porn was here, and he was here after the porn was stolen, and yet those moments in between seem largely unaccounted for.
Right. I don't really watch that much porn. I just look in the
I
mirror.
I don't believe you.
Just looks in the mirror.
This is the first person that's come into
to
this
what,
courtroom.
To what, last longer?
I do not believe you don't watch porn.
I watch, the only porn I watch is like this free pay site. Website.
Are you, in fact, between relationships right now?
I am.
Isn't that the time when we all lean on our porn a yes. little bit more than normal?
Yeah, but I don't put it in the professional porn DVDs. I'd rather just go online and
you
look
make,
it up.
Make, right, make your on. Own, don't you?
All right, BDK, get out of my sight.
I apologize.
You disgust me.
I
yes,
love you,
but
my
you friend. Remain in our sight.
Let's speak to Brian from Shirlington, who's got something to say about this matter. Yes, Brian. Welcome to our courtroom, Mr. Brian. How are you?
Afternoon. I think, and Robin, I'm surprised you haven't brought this up already. It's not the... It's not persons of interest, it's persons of color that we need to be looking at here.
Oh, now see. That's a terrible thing to say. That is terrible. I don't believe. The only person of color or African American that we would have on campus at that time
mm-hmm.
would have been Timmy O'Bibene.
Shall I call him?
I don't want to call him. I want to talk to Katie. I want to talk to Katie. Timmy's all the way upstairs, and you know what?
Shall Katie does it speak have any, for Timmy?
Does it have anything to do with the case, or you just want to talk to Katie?
I want to talk to Katie. It's always nice to talk to Katie.
Of course it is.
And let's see if we can get Katie in here, because I don't feel... Do you feel like we're getting anywhere
sadly,
with this
no,
investigation?
Sadly, no. I don't know why.
Now, I'm beginning
somebody
to think...
Somebody has to know something.
All right. For anybody that's... Has anybody... I would open this up to our listeners.
Yes.
Has anyone ever opened up porn that they bought and then had the DVD gone? I mean,
I'm sure that happens, but this is too much coincidence to be the case. The
I did
evidence,
think of one thing, though.
Evidence points to theft. What did you think of?
I thought of, what are you pointing at?
The cameras, the security cameras. Do we have any in here?
Not in here.
Do we have any in the... Was it in here?
Yes.
That's where you kept it?
Mm-hmm.
But see, that's the right place to keep it.
I thought.
You would think it would be secure.
Minutes before showtime?
There was no cellophane on it, though, right?
No, on the really nicely packaged ones, there was no cellophane.
That's
okay.
True.
All right, let's go to Tom and I.
Now, it has been brought up that maybe it was altered at the factory, but I don't
yeah,
see
I said
that,
that
as
I
valid.
Think.
I don't see that
the
as
very,
valid.
The very day I opened it up, I said that.
Right.
Tom in Idaho, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Tom.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
So happy it's Thursday. So happy you're speaking of porn. This is Tom Byron. I too smell ass. But,
great Tom
I usually
Byron.
Am smelling ass. I wanted to call and give you guys the heads up on my newest product I'm offering in the Tom Byron golf ball line. Offered in a it's a 2-pack offered in a leather bag.
Oh, he had his stick already.
2-pack.
His stick was ready to go. Isn't that lovely? Let's go to Nathan in Kansas. Nathan, you're on the courtroom.
Hey, the people we haven't brought up is the Sklar brothers. Those horny bastards.
No, the Sklar brothers.
They arrived after the
after the theft.
Yeah,
all right.
The timing doesn't work.
That's good though. I like our audience thinking. Yeah. It's like we have a bunch of private investigators that are out there.
But they did look relaxed.
All right, let's go to John, Stockton, California. Hello, John. How are you?
Hey, pretty good, Judge O'Meara.
What can we do?
Well, Judge, I would like to bring Beth Dan to the stand.
I would bring Beth Dan to the stand, but I'm still waiting for Katie to come to the stand. And I'm not looking at Katie as a person of interest. I am looking at Katie as a potential witness.
Yes,
she may have been around here.
And I can think of another in-studio witness as well.
Yes, Katie, sit down, please.
Yes, Your Honor.
Rob, will you please swear in?
Do you swear to tell the truth, all the truth?
The court will now come to order.
Always. The
proper answer is I will.
Hello,
I will.
Katie.
And I do.
I do.
Katie, how are you?
That got me in trouble already once.
I get it.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
We have some questions for you, Katie. Obviously, you work for the show every single day. You're around at that particular time. Between the hours of 2 and 2:30 on the said Friday when the porn went missing, did you observe anything unusual?
Not any more unusual than usual.
The court appreciates that answer.
Order.
Order.
Order. Order. Wasn't that funny? Wasn't that funny?
The gallery loved it.
Stop it. Oh. Hey, don't boo me.
Oh, man.
Order. Order.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Katie.
Yeah?
I have to ask you this. Do you have a healthy interest in adult entertainment?
I do.
You do.
I do.
Would you?
The court not only.
Well,
there they are again, applauding her, please.
They not only like the answer, they like the way she answered it.
Order, yes, I know. I know. Katie?
Yeah.
So would it be safe to say that in your personal possession, you would have a DVD or two at home?
Yeah.
So
I don't have a television, but I own porn. I know. It's...
She doesn't have a television.
you... So twisted.
Holds it to her head and imagines what it looks like.
Symbiotic relationship with me and my porn.
Without a television, I suppose it would be really unusual for you to actually try to lift some pornography out of here. And you didn't see anybody that you might consider a suspect. Can you think of anybody that we're overlooking here? Is there some 800-pound gorilla in the room that would say...
We already
say,
talked to him.
Are we missing...
landfill.
Oh, no.
Hey. Stop it.
Mm-hmm. And we're missing something obvious here. You must have some suspect in mind. You must have seen something that day.
Considering everyone that we work with, I think everyone should be under suspicion.
And... They are. Yes, they are. Yeah. But nobody jumps out at you as the porn thief.
I don't consider anyone here like a true thief.
Neither do I. That's what makes this trial so difficult, Your Honor.
Well, let me tell you.
And I did not take the porn.
Well, let me tell you, Polly, and you, Anna, that I consider everyone here a thief. And so does my pal Rob.
That's right. Am I a suspect?
Yes.
Probably.
I stole from myself?
No, I guess you couldn't do that.
Does that mean, Your Honor?
It was for you, yes.
Maybe he's trying to throw us off.
Exactly.
Oh, a double smoke
And I would not be a suspect because I have the movie.
You said everyone.
There would be.
Well, you're missing one.
Who?
You're missing one of your movies. And if you say everyone's a suspect, Your Honor, then that would have to include you, wouldn't
That's
it?
That's true. You're missing a movie. Maybe you stole it from me.
I think I got confused.
Order in the courtroom. Katie, you're excused.
Thank
this has turned
you.
Ugly.
This is going to get very ugly. I don't want you to see this.
Thank you, Katie.
All right. Please. I'm just going to wait till you leave.
You don't want to see this,
thank
Katie.
Thank you. Thanks so much for your cooperation.
Remember me kindly.
Yeah, thank you.
There she goes.
How dare you?
Are we back in judges' chambers
you
now?
You son of a bitch. Do you know who you're speaking to?
I do, Your Honor. And I thought because of the gravity of the situation, we needed levity in the courtroom.
Do you believe, Mr. Burbank, that we have been ripped off at this location?
I do.
Or do you think they took these out at the factory? Buzz, I should point out, is not 1,000% sure just how many DVDs we had.
It seems suspicious, Your Honor, that the company would send you and I the same five DVDs and send Rob only two of those same DVDs.
I agree. And I agree. That's a valid point.
And I do think
seems
that...
Seems suspicious that automatically you two get five and I get two.
Doesn't it?
It does.
What are you getting
but
here?
But they're all the same.
We haven't made any progress on this whatsoever.
If anything,
I'm
we've moved
pissed
backwards.
Off.
I have another witness. I would like to see us call, Your
All right,
Honor.
Before you do that, let me go to Will in Rockville, Maryland. Will, do you know where our porn went?
Maybe the dingo took your porno.
Mike in D.C., where did our porno go?
Hey, Your Honor, this sounds like a case for one of the psychics you're so fond of calling and interviewing.
But we haven't found a good psychic yet,
no,
have we?
Sadly, no. We haven't.
And we can't bring the hypnotist back in.
Would be a perfect opportunity to interview one. Mm. And additionally, if Katie, if you're listening, I have a television and DVD player.
Thank you very much.
That's very
Horn
generous.
Dog. All right, we only have time for one more witness.
Yes.
Quick.
Indeed, I called Jason Veazey, Your Honor.
Jason Veazey, please come to the studio. This is really not working well at all.
As a friendly witness, of course.
As a friendly witness, he is not a person of interest.
Keep
he is
in
just
mind,
going to be a witness.
As the commercial production director of WJFK-FM,
yes.
His job has him in the proximity of the scene of the crime.
Hello, fellas.
Hello, Mr. Veazey. Thank you for coming in. This is simply an informal investigation.
And thank you for coming in pain.
Jason, on fret, he's in pain?
Yes, he has
man,
an exploding
my tooth
molar.
Is about to explode.
Oh, you really?
And the dentist says, well, I can see you tomorrow morning at 10:30. Hang on another 24 hours. Buck up, kiddo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Bad.
An exploding molar.
It feels like it's about to pop right out of my head. It actually feels like Michael Clark Duncan is wearing stiletto heels and tap dancing on it. That's
wow.
What it feels
wow.
Like.
Beth Ann has a screwdriver and a hammer, so she can help you out.
I might have to go and take her up on it.
Why don't you pull a castaway, you know, on that? You know,
if
just
only
sit there,
we had a skate.
Slam a skate and just lean your head on a rock and drool.
I do remember the day of the porno.
You do. On that day, on that Friday, you were obviously here. You were working. Friday's your busiest day. Did you observe anyone? Is there anything suspicious? We have not been able to get even remotely close to the bottom of what happened to our porno.
No, Buzz and I were talking. Buzz rushed off to his meeting at about 2:15. Mm-hmm. And then was it you that said shortly after that?
The porn is gone.
Yeah, Rob says something about the porn being gone.
Nobody knows.
Yeah. But right. There is a security camera right outside the airlock to go into the studio. We have reviewed tapes before.
Really?
Maybe we should review a tape again.
Your Honor, I say we subpoena the tapes in our next session.
I think that's a
and
wonderful idea.
And I say
idea.
We do it soon because they don't keep them for but 7 days.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Veazey. That's
thank
good.
You,
well,
Jason.
Finally, a little progress. I appreciate
I think
that.
So.
Jason,
all right.
You remain under oath.
We're out of session temporarily. We're going to keep plugging,
good.
So to speak, see what happens with this.
Did you want to tease anything?
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry. I played the wrong button. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do it early in the show. That's right. Your chance right now to win an iPhone, the brand new 3G iPhone. Yes, it's the final day of Spy Stories.
Spy Game.
Spy Stories.
Spy Report.
Your chance to win a Get Smart Mike O'Mara Show prize pack and then be in the running for one of two new iPhones. We'll draw the winners tomorrow afternoon during the birthday edition of BYOB Friday. Right now, get on the line to get on the air, 877-365-3636. Have you ever spied on anybody? The winner yesterday, she was wonderful. She was a private eye that was following this guy from West Virginia for insurance fraud.
Yes.
And he actually pulled a gun on her after he hung up his bear.
Yikes.
The fascinating tale, and she was the big winner. So if you have a good spy story, you'll be in the running for an iPhone. Give us a call right now, 877-365-3636. We'll be back with more trials and more fun and also our very first buzz of the show when we come back right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.